history. All the laughing stopped, back to the balcony. Chico, Chico, chill, please. Now let's watch him shoot the keys. When Harpo would play his harp, all was still. When Harpo played his harp, it was a dream, it was. Well, if someone else can do it, how come nobody does? Why, Groucho, Groucho, fast as light. Some talk like him, but not quite. When Harpo would play his harp, all was still, still. Well, Harpo, Harpo, this is the Angels, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Harpo, Harpo, we're in the galaxies, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Do you remember what he would do sometimes before he'd play? Well, he'd look up to the sky and he'd look the angels away. Oh, Harpo, Harpo, when you start, tears of joy inside my heart. Harpo would play his harp and all was still. This is the Angels, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Well, Harpo, Harpo, we're in the galaxies, and where did you get that sound so fine? Harpo, Harpo, we gotta hear it, ooh, one more time. Oh, one more time.
This is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And also on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info and aircheck.us. And maybe even out on the airwaves there in Pinecone Land in Pine Mountain, California. Well, the Radio Thrift Shop is analog culture for a digital world. We're going to cruise way back in time, more or less. I'm going to do a segment called The Classical Thrift Shop, which is featuring classical curiosities using unique instruments and arrangements in the classical music genre. Of course, that's my definition of classical music genre, so we could go anywhere. Going to start off with a privately released album called Contemporary Music for Harp and Flute by Phyllis Shlomovitz on harp and Claire Polin on flute. Now, this was an album released on the Ars Nova record label, which specialized in releasing private classical albums. I think we're going to start with the first track on side one. This is going to be a little vinyl treat for you. Snap, crackle, pop. This is called Triple Rondo for Flute and Harp by Henry Cowell. Thank you. Right, there's your classical thrift shop set with Peter Nero, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Before that, the classical jazz quartet with Stefan Harris, Kenny Barron, Ron Carter, and Lewis Nash playing Bach's Invention, number 4. We started that set off from a privately pressed LP on Ars Nova, Phyllis Shlomovitz and Claire Polin with the triple rondo. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and on classicalwscs.org. I have a little bit of radio information for you. Now, in the United States, there are no broadcast stations operating below the AM band, though non-directional beacons, time stations, and military communications are transmitted in the longwave band that sits below 535 kilohertz. Longwave has been used for broadcasting in Europe and the Middle East for many decades, but it's a fact that is sort of forgotten until this week when there was some backlash to plans by the Irish state broadcaster RTE to end its longwave service in just a few weeks. Now, one of the advantages of longwave is somewhat greater propagation at both day and night compared to the medium wave band, which is what AM is called outside of the United States. And the reason why other countries don't call it the AM band is because the abbreviation stands for amplitude modulation, which is the name for the broadcasting technology. Now, the Irish Post quotes a listener from Nottingham, England, who says the only RTE service he can receive in his car is long wave. And he said, quote, I certainly do not want to listen to it on my computer. Nottingham is over 200 miles away and across the Irish Sea from the transmitter's location in County Meath in Ireland. Since 2002, the Longwave service has broadcast RTE Radio 1, which features mixed music and talk programming intended for a nationwide audience, and it also broadcast on FM in Ireland. The head of RTE Radio 1 estimates that no more than 2,000 people listen to the Longwave broadcast. Aside from Longwave, RTE Radio is available in Britain on satellite TV provider Freesat and online. The 252 kHz station was originally used for a joint venture between the RTE and Radio Luxembourg, which from 1989 to 2002 broadcast the 24-hour Atlantic 252 service of pop and rock music modeled after American commercial radio. Aimed primarily at the UK audience, Atlantic 252 declined in popularity over the course of the 90s as better-sounding FM competitors came about. Many countries, including France, Turkey, Iceland, and Germany, still broadcast on Longwave, while Russia ended its broadcasts on the Longwave band in January 2014. The BBC also continues Radio 4 broadcasts on Longwave on 198 kHz. I'll bring you more information about this as it becomes available. Of course, many people in the United States have no idea what Longwave is, but it is a very cool radio band. And these directors of these stations who say, oh, only a couple of thousand people listen on Longwave, are actually pulling numbers out of the air because they really have absolutely no clue whatsoever. Okay, I'm here for about another half hour here on WSCS. I'm going to start the next set off with a song from Dead Can Dance.
She She gives awards to some and penitence cloaks to others. When you expect whistles, it's through. When you expect flutes, it's whistle. Sometimes she robs the chief goat herd of his cottage and goat pen. And to whomever she fancies the lamest goat has born to kiss. When you expect whistles, it's blue. When you expect flutes, it's whistle. Because in a village a poor lad has stolen one egg. He swings in the sun and another gets away with a thousand crowns. When you expect whistles, it's blue. When you expect roots, it's whistle.
Thank you. beauty they had found before my eyes to see. And to the next door we came.
You'll hear them boast about a light they say that shines so clear. So raise your glass, we'll drink a toast to the little man who sells you thrills along the pier. He'll take you up, he'll bring you down, he'll plant your feet back firmly on the ground. He flies so high, he swoops so low, he knows exactly which way he's gonna go. Thank you.
The Moody Blues with House of Four Doors and The Legend of a Mind from their album In Search of the Lost Chord. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, where we explore the road less traveled in music. Counting down to the last 15 minutes of the show, going to start the next set off with the beautiful guitar of Wes Montgomery.
Love our yearning, when it comes home to you.
Thank you.
Patty Griffin with One Big Love, and before that, kind of a rare cover version of Bruce Coburn's Lord of the Starfields from a 7-inch 45 vinyl single by Harry Thomas. This is DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we cruise up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. We're going to return to classical programming in a moment here on WSCS and classicalwscs.org. Before we do, I just want to say, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next Sunday.